Hour. I'm Gary Lee, and with me, head coach of the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies, Jared Fay. Hey, coach, how we doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm a little nervous after hearing your weather report, but in Idaho we get snow blizzards and things like that, but not quite this type of weather.
Yeah, it's going to rock and roll, that's for sure. And, you know, it's not going to be long before you're rocking and rolling with the Missouri State West Plains Grizzly basketball program. And so, you know, the season ended not where we wanted to be. I know definitely not where you wanted to be, but here we are. It's a new beginning. It's a new start. And how's it been going?
It's been going really good. You know, if anything, we maybe got a little head start on recruiting. Recruiting's definitely changed in the last couple of years with the transfer portal, with the COVID year that people got, and it's a different landscape. But I like some of the guys we've signed. I like some of the guys that we have coming back. And, you know, obviously we still need a few more pieces, but I think we're on the right track.
I mean, you're in a complete total rebuild.
Pretty much. You know, I kind of joke with people, but I still feel like, you know, last year was my first year.
Yeah.
The year before was like half a year, and you couldn't really do much recruiting. So I feel like things are a little bit back to normal, and we're excited about next year.
Who are some of the players that you've been able to add to the 22-23 Grizzly roster?
Yeah, we've got some good pieces. Jeremiah Dodson played for Robbie Anders at United Prep. Great kid. He's a 6'6", 6'7", kind of do a little bit of everything type guy. Plays hard, rebounds. He's a winner. We've signed a couple of guys from Detroit. Obviously, Coach Owens is from there. He went up and saw him right after our season. Carlos Paul is a 6'6", probably about 225, 230, kind of a big body, strong post player, really does score with his back to the basket, but can step out and shoot a little bit. And then a guard from up there, Kyle Germany, is kind of a combo guard, can play a little one, play a little two, and score it, pretty athletic. And then we signed a guard from Toledo, Ohio, Nate Houston, that we're really excited about. He's kind of an explosively quick, dynamic player, can score it, shoots it well, he's a lefty. He's also kind of in that combo guard range, probably more of a scoring guard than a point guard, but can play the point if we need to. So we think we're on the right track. We need to sign at least one more big. You know, I think coaches are always saying we need one more big, and then you sign him, and then you say, well, we need one more big. but yeah, I do like where we're at.
Well, you know, the thing that is really, I guess, key is the continuity of the personalities. Do you like that?
Yeah, I do. You know, and again, feeling like, you know, we have some good pieces coming back from last year, some things to build on, and just having guys back. You know, Sterling White, you know, point guard, and he'll be able to early on probably tell some of the new guys, hey, Coach Fay does not like this, or Coach Fay wants you to do this. Certain things like that. He'll be a real leader for us, and that definitely helps us.
Well, and shooting the ball, being more consistent outside the three-point line, because, you know, the game has passed me by. I'm used to, you know, that big being in there, and the ball starts inside. Well, that's gone.
Yep.
That's gone. I mean, it's all about, you know, shooting the basketball, and that is something that you've really kind of stressed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, that's where I do like Carlos Paul, because he's kind of a rare back to the basket. Give me the ball, I'm going to score down on this block. And so that'll help. But you do get in situations, you know, if you have to be able to shoot the basketball. I mean, you really do. If you can't shoot it, then you can't really drive it either, because they can kind of pack in on you. And if you don't have a back to the basket, it really is. The game's being played really fast right now. And a lot of threes. I think it's kind of the analytics of it. Shoot a lot of threes. Try to get a lot of offensive rebounds if you miss those threes. Long shot, long rebound type of stuff. But I do like the guards that we're bringing in. I feel like they shoot the ball well. And, again, we still need a few more pieces there. But I like where we're at.
How many shots would you like to average a night?
Three-pointers?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to be in the live or die by the three situation. I think if you shoot 20 to 25, you're probably, you know, about where you want to be. You know, some teams, if they're zoning you or it's just a really fast-paced game, you might get more. And if you're shooting the ball well, you know, obviously the more if you shooting the better you are, the more you want to take. But you have to. You just, in today's game, you have to be able to shoot it. Even if you're a 4-5, you got to be able to step out and shoot it a little bit.
I'm sure you watched a lot of the Final Four, the NCAA tournament. You know, they average 36 threes a game.
Yeah, and you know, those are elite. They're elite level shooters too. You know, so and the defense is just that much better. You know, when you're everybody's big. So you know, you got a 6'4" point guard and 6'6" guard and a 6'8" three. You know, it's tough to drive and score. It's tough to score with your back to the basket on those types of defenses. So they're going to get out in transition. They're going to shoot a lot of threes in transition, get that shot off when they can. It's fun to watch, and I kind of understand from a coach's perspective why that probably happens.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be here before we know it. And what is your summer schedule like with the team?
We're not really allowed to do anything in the summer with them. So for us, it's recruiting, and then, of course, scheduling. We're not completely done with our schedule. I'm excited. We're going to do a Thanksgiving tournament here next year at North Arkansas is going to come too. So that's Stephen Hunter. Matt Hardy's going to bring his team back up from Western Texas, and he's from here. And then Kyle Cooper, also who's from here, just got the job at Howard.
Yep.
He's also coming here. So that'll be a fun Thanksgiving weekend. Hopefully they invite me over to their house for Thanksgiving dinner too. I don't know. I'm kind of from West Plains now. So we're excited about that. But that's a lot of stuff that we do in the off season.
Kyle was a really good player.
Yes.
A very, very good player. And I'm sure he's doing a good job where he's at. And scheduling, you know, you've had the Grizzlies. You guys have had a brutal schedule.
Yeah.
For about 3 years now.
Yeah.
And I like it, you know, because if you want to get better, man, you need to play good teams.
Yeah, we do. And you know, we're in a unique location, and there's not a ton of – there's not many okay Division I teams around. So we're going to go to Oklahoma City again next year to play a couple schools over there like we did this year. We're going to play at Indian Hills, their tournament. They're going to come down to our tournament. And I do. You know, I've won a lot of games in my career. I've lost a lot of games in my career. So I'm not necessarily always caught up in my personal record for the season. And I do. You know, I think last year we had some injuries early, and so that didn't help the stretch. But, you know, we go back to the Kilgore game, and I felt like that was as close as we were to being healthy all year, and we were actually up 12 in the first half. They ended up losing in the quarterfinals of the national tournament. Very good team. In fact, most everyone who played the national tournament, we played this year either at a tournament or in a jamboree somewhere. I had a lot of calls from coaches asking me about teams because they saw that we had played them. And I want to keep that up. I still want to have a tough schedule. Might have been a little bit too tough last year, to be honest, but I still want to challenge us.
Hey, stay with us. We're going to talk more with Coach Fay right here on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. We've got also still yet to come here, a little morning moan. Stay with us.